And red pants, had a big white belt with a belt buckle the size of a Studebaker hubcap. And he had an embroidered coon on the left lapel.
Really?
Yep, coon face right there.
On this episode of the Bear Grease Podcast, we're diving deep into Southern culture and identity to get a view from the captain's chair of Jerry Clower's mind. Does that name ring a bell? Jerry was thrust into national fame in the 1970s when a story he told about coon hunting topped the country music charts. I'm interested in those odd places where rural culture, and specifically hunting, touches the mainstream. Old Wilson Rawls bridged the gap with his book Where the Red Fern Grows, and Jerry did it with comedy about hunting varmints. He's been gone for a long time, but I was able to go meet up with his old neighbor in East Fork, Mississippi and Amite County, and he'll give us a behind-the-scenes look into who Jerry was, and some of it will surprise you. And believe it or not, old Brent Reeves met Jerry Clower and saw his famed gold Cadillac that Brent swears was as long as a battleship. Trust me, boys, you're not going to want to miss this one.
It was beyond my comprehension that somebody in my family didn't know him. Mm-hmm. Because the stories that he told were stories that I could identify with as far as how he grew up.
My name is Clay Newcomb, and this is the Bear Grease Podcast, where we'll explore things forgotten but relevant, search for insight in unlikely places, and where we'll tell the story of Americans who lived their lives close to the land. Presented by FHF Gear, American-made, purpose-built hunting and fishing gear that's designed to be as rugged as the places we explore.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out at Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there.
If you recognize that voice, many assumptions could be made about you and your history. You're likely over the age of 30, have some tie to the southern United States, are a fan of old country music, and I could likely guess your political leanings. Throughout any culture in the world, there are insiders who represent a sector of the population. These people are significant and carry the values of their people, but their interpretation of those values is amplified through time. My friend Steve Rinella recently said that if you can ice fish in your state, that state isn't in the South. And I completely agree with that from a geopolitical boundary standpoint. But I'd like to add a second layer of analysis. If your family listened to Jerry Clower, you're likely culturally Southern. And I'll make a definitive statement. If you don't know who Jerry Clower is, you aren't Southern. I'm sorry. Or you've been locked in a chicken coop your whole life. We've been talking about hunting raccoons with hounds and exploring the cultural impact of the book Where the Red Fern Grows. We pontificated on that time coon hunting did a tomahawk dunk on mainstream culture, and they loved it. I'm looking for patterns on how to positively portray rural life to a sector of the population that may not understand it. Wilson Rawls did it with his book, and we'll see that the brilliant humorist Jerry Clower did it by telling a human story. You see, Jerry was catapulted into the national spotlight in 1971 because of a short tale he told about a coon hunt in Mississippi. The story was so intriguing, producers from New York City traveled to meet him with, in Jerry's words, a pocket full of money, and the following contract launched the 45-year-old fertilizer salesman into immediate stardom. Jerry wasn't a musician, but recorded 27 full-length recordings through MCA Records.